Theater of the Mind.
Okay, stop me if you've heard this one. So a DJ, a camera shop tech, and a lawyer walk into a bar. Okay, there's no punchline to this one. That's the description of how this show got started. The bar in this case was actually Haunt Forum, and we were just three ordinary guys, one in Cape Cod, one in Philly, and one in St. Louis, who wanted to do a couple episodes of a podcast about home haunting and our love of all things Halloween. And now, here we are, a little less than 12 years and 85 shows later. I can't really call that a respectable run, because the words Hauntcast and respectable don't belong in the same sentence together, but it's a good run nonetheless. Lately, I've been thinking a lot about Halloween and the impact of the lockdowns and restrictions on gatherings, and how that can impact people's enthusiasm for the holiday. It shouldn't dampen it. Yeah, they're a pain in the ass, and they can limit the choices haunters in each particular area have. As I've mentioned a few times in the last couple of shows, though, there are nonetheless a lot of ways of getting around some of them, and still having a good time and creating something the neighborhood will enjoy. Halloween is one of our true joys in life. We wouldn't have been doing this show for as long as we have if we weren't obsessed with it. So forgive me if I take the time to wax a little nostalgic and muse over our sordid history. So anyway, these three aforementioned clowns recorded a bunch of stuff and knocked together a show and put it out there, mentioned it on Haunt Forum and Halloween Forum, and people responded with enthusiasm. They liked it, they demanded more. We started adding more people to the mix, the cast got bigger and more diverse, and so did the show. There was already an established podcast out there centered around the professional haunt industry, but we wanted something for the homies. The other show went out of its way to try to sound authoritative and professional yet edgy, but the delivery was stilted and repetitive, and the attempts at humor usually fell flat. We were different. We weren't professionals in the industry, and we made no effort to pretend that we were experts. In fact, we made ample use of self-deprecating humor and gratuitous buffoonery as our little way of showing that we were just in it for fun. We were politically incorrect, irreverent, sometimes vulgar, often inappropriate, and patently refused to take ourselves too seriously. Of all Chris's show intros, I think my favorite was his opener for our 10th anniversary show.
Good evening. I'm Chris Baker, your G-host. 10 years ago, Revenant and I connected on Haunt Forum and decided to create a sophisticated podcast that was informative, thought-provoking, yet entertaining, with the highest production quality and filled with the industry's most talented personalities. But instead, we created this.
Hauntcast.
If Halloween were a high school, we weren't the Chads and Buffys being seen in the cafeteria in the football field, posturing for popularity. That was the other show. We were the C&D students in the leather jackets and torn jeans, cutting class and smoking outside by the dumpster. We embraced our misfit status, and people appreciated our authenticity. Chris gave us total creative freedom with our segments, his only guideline being, make it at least 8 minutes long and don't suck. We all did our own thing, and Chris used his DJ and radio experience to somehow hammer it all together into a variety show that sounded polished and professionally produced. We were amazed at how well it came together and blown away by the feedback we received. Early on, in our first and second season, our rapidly increasing popularity was amazing to me. Our audience grew by leaps and bounds, and we were flooded with emails of praise and encouragement. The online message forums and chat rooms were abound with minions remarking how funny and informative the show was. In telling my brother and sister about the show, I was absolutely flabbergasted to report that I actually had fans, not just nationally, but internationally as well, with appreciative minions in Canada, the UK, Germany, and South Africa. Hell, one of them was even a Korean pop star. I had no idea who the guy was, I'd never heard of him, but he knew who I was, and I could barely wrap my head around that. I'm nobody, I'm just some guy. As Andy Warhol predicted, at some point everyone is going to have 15 minutes of fame. But when those 15 minutes come, usually you're just not prepared for it. Granted, the Halloween haunter community is a pretty small pond, but when people in it acknowledge you as a significant fish, it's a pretty heady feeling. Not having a haunt of my own, just being an actor and assistant builder on other haunts, I knew I couldn't really do a how-to coming from any place of authority, so I wanted to delve into haunt atmosphere and the psychology of scare-making. The online forums and websites of other haunters gave me a bounty of awesome material to gather on every haunting topic imaginable. Sure, a lot of the haunts were pretty similar, a kind of random collection of creature props and tombstones, the sort of haunt I've referred to as a Haunts 57, a reference to the Heinz 57 steak sauce so named for its long list of different seasonings. but many of them really got involved in specific themes, characters, and stories, and the creativity and thought that went into them fascinated me. With such an embarrassment of riches available on the internet, it was an easy matter to take a specific aspect or concept and just do a thought exploration on it. Not so much an instructional, just a probe into the possibilities to get people's imaginations lubed up and primed and running on their own. I figured if I can provide inspiration for even one new idea for the listeners, then it was time well spent. So it really made me feel good every time I got an email or a private message that I inspired someone to build a particular prop or try a new technique. I was really happy that someone, even someone with my relatively limited experience, had something to offer to seasoned veteran haunters. I think my favorite segment that I've done was the Theater of the Mind I did for our first October show, a series of vignettes where I played on people's names to illustrate many different types of haunters. This one is commonly referred to as the Don't Be a Dick segment. I'm rather proud of that one. Talking to minions, I'm interested in hearing what other people's favorites are. I was surprised by how many people favorited the bullwhip segment, where I likened haunt creation to the construction and cracking of a whip. That one was an absolute Hail Mary for me. I had a terrible case of writer's block, and by Sunday evening I still couldn't think of a topic, and the segment was due on Monday. So I sat down and just started writing about whatever was on my mind and hoped it would lead somewhere. And at that time, what was on my mind was whip cracking, since I just learned how to that weekend. And if you followed me for a long time, you know that my Halloween geek mind usually only needs about 3 degrees of separation to draw a parallel between Halloween and pretty much anything. And the segment came together. Another one the audience responded well to was the one about weather effects. A well-known and respected pro hunter actually contacted me and asked if he could use some bits of the transcript from it to use in his press release for that season. He even gave me some free copies of his books as a thank you. That totally blew my mind. I also liked the bestiary segment I did about insects. Our own G-host Chris thanked me for that one as he got the idea to incorporate giant mutant insects into his village mire haunt. Not all of my little showpieces were hits. A few of them I really wish I could have done over. But as I said before, if anything I've talked about has inspired you, the listener, to think about even one new idea or approach to an idea that you had, I feel like I've done my job, and I hopefully entertained you as well. The list of guests that Chris got for his interviews is amazing. A lot of awesome home haunters, yeah, but also big-time pro haunters, artists, musicians, and authors. A real who's who of Halloween. And we still joke about how mind-blowing it is that we managed to get 2 huge names in the haunt industry, longtime veteran pro haunter Ed Gannon and voice from hell Dick Terhune, on board as actual members of the Scream Team. You'd think that people with their bona fides wouldn't want to be seen in public with the likes of us, but they contributed loads of solid gold content to our show, and they remain good friends with us to this day. I totally look forward to seeing them every year at Transworld and hanging out at the hotel bar with them. This long, demented enterprise of foolishness has all been in the name of one indisputable fact. Halloween isn't a holiday for us. It's a lifestyle. I can't think of any other holiday that so consumes its enthusiasts. I know there are plenty of people who get really, really into Christmas and put a lot of work into their displays, fleshing them out with all sorts of decorations, projections, animatronics, static props, and gazillions of lights, but I don't know anyone who surrounds themselves with Christmas imagery all year round, like haunters do, unless, of course, you count the Christmas vendors and, well, people who watch the Hallmark Channel. Haunters build props, look up creepy stuff online, involve themselves in haunter groups, and plan and talk about it all year long. And I dare say most of us have at least one skull, skelly, or small jack-o'-lantern somewhere in the house year-round. For a lot of us, it's not something we do, it's a part of who we are. Any way that we can share that with other like-minded weirdos keeps us in the spirit any time of the year. So, this year, when the big night finally falls on a Saturday, and we can get the best crowds and the longest show times, the coup reaches our shores, and our elected officials show their true colors. Even in many areas relatively lightly affected by the virus, Halloween is essentially canceled. Trick-or-treating is banned, as are haunts or other gatherings, even as social distancing guidelines and mask rules are followed. It's a pain in the ass, but it should absolutely not snuff out our Halloween spirit. Screw Garcetti and de Blasio and Whitmer and every other petty tyrant out there seeking to flex their flabby, impotent political muscles and wave their tiny little peckers in everyone's face by imprisoning the citizens, telling them what they can and can't do under force of law, and trying to stamp out every last vestige of freedom, fun, and joy in life. To hell with them. We're bigger than them. We're stronger, and they can't crush us no matter how hard they squeeze. If you're not allowed to have trick-or-treaters or haunt-goers at your house, get those damn displays built and show your true Halloween colors. Get out the big speakers and let the thunderstorms, pipe organs, and howling wolves sing out the message that these spirits never die. Tell the world loud and clear, we are haunters, hear us roar, and moan, and shriek, and laugh maniacally. Let the world around you know that we all still know how to have fun and enjoy our holidays. People are still allowed to go out for walks. Give them a reason to. They probably need the exercise anyway. Take necessary precautions, but don't live in fear, unless it's the kind you create. If you've been haunting for a while, the people around your neighborhood have come to expect a show. Don't let them down now. They need celebration now more than ever. So give them hell. They'll appreciate it. Halloween is here to stay. The Creep Show must go on. From the Theater of the Mind, I'm Revenant, and you're listening to Hauntcast. Keep that ghost light burning, keep the spirits alive, and happy Halloween.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing Hauntcast with all your haunted Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.